Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are all, of course, very excited for March Madness, for basketball coming up here in a couple weeks, the tournament mid-March. Before that, guys, though, is the Big Ten men's and women's basketball tournament in Indianapolis, and the women's tournament is March 5th through the 9th in Indianapolis, and we are joined by Meg Kahn, the Big Ten VP of women's basketball. Meg, good morning. What's the buzz like in Indy as these two tournaments are coming up here in the next week or two?
Well, you know what? We're lucky to be back where the mecca of women's basketball is right now with the history of Caitlin Clark in the Big Ten, and now with her in Indy, I think we're in the right spot.
Yeah, I'm curious. You know, Caitlin Clark obviously has been the face of women's basketball, not just college, but, you know, professional basketball now for several years. I'm curious, with her being in Indianapolis, how much does that help of getting people to watch the tournament? And will she be on the scene, do you believe?
I can't for certain say she'll be on the scene, okay. But you know what? If those Iowa Hawkeyes are there, I'd have to guess she may be in the building if she's in town. You know, she's been a huge supporter of the Big Ten across the season, you know, with my personal relationship with her and what she's continued to do just for women's sports and women's basketball in general, and what she's done for the community of Indianapolis. Our ticket sales are high. We're certainly, you know, selling single session tickets just as low as $15 to get in the door. Great opportunity for fans to see the next Caitlin Clark. You know, we potentially have two player of the years. They'll be there in Indy, and Juju Watkins and Lauren Betts, two potential coach of the years, Corey Close at UCLA, Lindsey Gottlieb at USC. So we're primed for a lot of exciting basketball in Indianapolis.
Yeah, USC and UCLA have sort of taken the Big Ten by storm in women's basketball. USC atop the conference, UCLA right on their heels. Do we expect contingents from those from the West Coast to invade Indianapolis?
Invade's a good word, right? Well, the two of them potentially play for the number one seed in the regular season championship on Saturday night.
Okay.
We have seven games. Yep, we have seven games. The final day of the regular season on Sunday. We'll announce our bracket Sunday night. But I absolutely anticipate those West Coast folks coming to Indy. It would be a really big deal to win the first Big Ten championship for them in the automatic qualification to the NCAA tournament.
Megan, who travels? Which fan base is the strongest of these teams?
You're going to make me answer that question live on the air. You're going to get me in trouble.
No, you will not be in trouble. No, you will not be in trouble. Keep a low profile.
Right, exactly. You know what? With Indy and the location, the proximity to so many of our schools, we're really lucky. I think a lot of the fan bases will turn up well in Indy. Certainly the Nebraska fan base has been fantastic. The Iowa fan base has been fantastic. Indiana fan base, Ohio State fan base is growing. In LA, they have very strong fan bases. Some of those games are sellouts as well, USC especially with that famous Celebrity Row there at courtside. Mm-hmm. But we really anticipate, you know, a great crowd. The Big Ten continues to lead the country in terms of average attendances across the league.
I go back to Caitlin Clark here for a second, Megan. Again, she's not here anymore, but you know, she raised the profile for Iowa, the Big Ten women's college basketball. How much can you attest to her in terms of the last, you know, few years of just growth in general for the tournament and growth of Big Ten women's basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, honestly, before her sophomore season, maybe going into her sophomore season, that was right about the time that I started in this position, the Big Ten was under-respected on the national level, and she completely flipped that upside down on its head. And we've been able to continue to ride that wave this year and where we are, not only with the depth of the league. I mean, we potentially could have 13 teams make the NCAA tournament. Granted, we're a bigger conference than we were last year, but that would be almost double the amount of teams we've had in previously. The record number would be 7. So we can attribute, the depth, the growth of the game, certainly the brand, the media coverage. Right now we're playing in the three largest media markets in the country, LA, Chicago, and New York, with our TV media package. So what she's been able to do and what we've been able to do go hand in hand.
In terms of people who want to make the trip to Indy, again, how can they get tickets, and when is the first game? When does it start, Meg?
Yep. We start on Wednesday, March 9th, so we'll have 3 games that day. Our tournament bracket is set up that the top 4 seeds get a double bye, so you won't see the top 4 seeds until Friday, but seeds 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, they all will play on Thursday. They get the single bye. So those play-in games are Wednesday. We start quarterfinals Thursday, work our way all the way to the championship game Sunday afternoon, 4:30 Indianapolis time, which is live on CBS.
We're talking to Meg Kahn, the Big Ten VP of women's basketball. Now, I don't know how much you get into this. I'm always interested in this. This is a major event that the Big Ten puts on. There's a lot of moving parts. These coaches come in with their teams and the administrators come in. They expect a lot. From your standpoint, what's the biggest challenge, and maybe what's the request you hear from these schools the most?
At our tournament?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to win. So, in officiating, let's put officiating off to the side. Everybody has an opinion on officiating. Mm-hmm. Not to pat ourselves on the back, and it's certainly not just me running this event. We have an entire phenomenal operations team that is boots on the ground in Indianapolis for the women's tournament and then into the men's tournament the week after. I would say we do it as good as anybody in the country. So people are appreciative. I mean, the stakes are high. It's very, very tense. You know, you lose and you go home. But we really try to put on a first-class experience. We got one shot to do it right, and we do everything in our power to do it right.
Where is the media in your mind? I mean, how much energy do you put into accommodating media?
Hey, guys, it can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Media is a huge part of the growth of the game, and especially on the women's side. So many years we had to fight for coverage and all of that.
Right.
I think we appreciate the media that come not only to our regular season games, but also in Indianapolis. We got this whole, I think they're going to like the setup in Indianapolis. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
It's something different that we've ever done before. It's pretty cool.
You don't want to say it, though.
you're going to be surprised when you get there.
Okay. It, oh, there you go. That's a tease.
Yeah, they got their own section. Great view of the court. I've stood up there myself. It's fantastic.
All right. Thank you,
Meg. Well, Meg, good luck with the tournament. We appreciate your time this morning, and we will chat with you down the road.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, guys.
That's Meg Kahn, the VP of Big Ten Women's Basketball. She says 13 of 18 teams might make the dance from the Big Ten this year.
It's pretty good.
That's significant.
I wonder what the setup is for the media that she's talking about. These tournaments.
I wish you would have asked about the food. If there was going to be an area of you can get snacks or...
There are.
Is it just like Nutri-Grain bars or... Is there more to it?
You know, back in the day, Bill, I used to cover all the Big 12 tournaments when I was at the Journal Star, and it was it was a coup.
That would be. I'd have to be.
All the food you could ever
all day
imagine.
There. I mean, it'd be fun to sit there just watching. Hey, who are you watching? Well, I got Oregon.
Just watching A&M Texas now.
It'd be kind of fun.
Texas watching Oklahoma State.
I'm going to go down to they have a concierge room for me. And we'll go down there, get some chips and salsa, and go back up and sit and watch this.
It was a major coup. Salsa. That's very
nothing wrong with that. I would take that.
I think there's always cookies, right?
Cookies are always available. I'll tell you the staples. Yeah, cookies.
Give us the staple. Yeah.
Then there would be some sort of pretzel mix all the time.
Okay,
and I would feast
like
on that.
Chex mix type of thing.
Yes, God, you nailed it. Yeah. And that I would eat an inordinate amount of that. Just diet pop and that for 12 hours.
God, that's a thing of beauty. It really is.
The only problem, and I will tell you this, I don't mind saying this. It's fine. It is what it is. The problem with covering Nebraska basketball those years, it was as a columnist, it was always about what? Are they going to fire the head coach or not? It was always, yes, they better send Sipple down there because Danny's on the hot seat. Yeah. And then I got to tell you, Bill, you're a coach, so you understand this. I would have to deal with Danny, and he knew why I was there. And if they lost, hey, Danny, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, Sipple. We're going to talk about my job. But this is going to be really comfortable. It was sort of not fun that way. But if I was there, Chattel was there, it was always, is Danny going to survive this? They just lost, that sort of thing. It got really old.
God, that'd be a great group, though. I mean, like I said, people from the World Herald, from the Journal Star.
McKeever.
McKeever would be there,
Ace Traveler.
Yeah.
I mean.
Babcock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Babber would. Babber would go sometime.
You know he was.
Yeah.
Was that better times?
Do you think?
just confirm.
Hey,
I had to ask.
How about Vincent Hamilton and Ty Lue in a Big 12 tournament? Right,
that's better times.
How about that?
Yeah.
Better times. Ty Lue and Vincent together. Inside outside was incredible.
Were they an alley-oop duo?
Was Vincent a big alley-oop guy? Don't you remember?
I liked him. He was a great rebounder. I got to assume he could alley-oop once in a while. I don't know if he was a constant ooper.
We had that major mistake on our show the other day when I said that he was a triple-double machine.
He never had one.
He was a double-double.
There we go.
He was a double-double machine.
I think you missed the Super Bowl viewership by like 100 million people.
I said 28 million.
You said that the Alabama-Michigan game last year was the same as the Super Bowl.
Changed that.
Not then sure that today, would add up.
That wouldn't add up.
Hey, while we're at it, today was really embarrassing for me.
Babe Ruth.
Yes, Babe.
Really embarrassing. It is. It's embarrassing.
You're going to hear about it, right? Next time you see Keith Mann in person.
Today I'll see Keith in
person. Is there a press conference today?
Yes. Today I'll see
Keith. That's a tease. What time?
11:30.
Who speaks today?
Yeah, who's all speaking?
Phil Snow will be available for questions. Phil Simpson and Dakeel Shorts. This is at 11:30.
You'll be there.
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay.
It's my job.
Maybe we'll have some audio from them tomorrow.
Could be.
We come back.
Yeah. I missed the Babe. Obviously know the answer. Sometimes you just freeze up.
It's okay. I mean, it could have been something like... Willie McCovey. McCovey Cove. Or somebody. I can see that. But we're talking about the most noted baseball player in the history of baseball is Babe Ruth.
Campino.
It's Babe Ruth. He called his shot. They named a candy bar after
him. He has the most nicknames ever of a person.
I mean, yeah.
Could you have hinted a little bit better?
I said, what's the number one?
He said iconic franchise.
I said program. She said franchise, but...
as Luke Gehrig was on that team.
He's on the
too,
same, yeah.
Not
Luke Gehrig is a horrific guess.
Not quite the horrific. Same home run masher.
I don't think he, I mean.
I think he had about 500.
He hit a lot of home runs, but not runs, Babe Ruth
wasn't. He never was in the conversation.
No, that's okay.
No, that was. I'm telling you, it was embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Well, maybe
also the question was a little out there, though. There's supposed to be Famous Hanks.
Yeah,
the name of the Famous Hanks.
I got a lot of criticism on that. I was trying to be creative.
That's not Famous Hanks. The name was supposed to be Hanks.
Famous Association of Hanks.
That makes no sense. Who's Tom Hanks' son? What is that? That was a Hank question.
I said that was a stretch.
They were not good questions. They did not tie into Famous Hanks.
But I almost should apologize to you guys. I don't want to do that to the show, but it is what it is.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.